My name is Grace. I had my abortion when I was 22, almost 23 years old. This was 3 years ago. I was born in Florida to a single mom, and with her hard work, she put me through Catholic private school, and she gave me the best that she could. And my childhood has only amazing memories. My dad, though, was in and out of my childhood, and at times I was rejected by him. Growing up in high school, I was surrounded by alcohol, drugs, and a lot of parties, and around the age of 15, 16, I was searching for something to fill a void, and I found myself dealing with depression and suicidal thoughts. At the age of 17, I was saved by Jesus Christ, and He changed my life forever. I began seeking Him in my early years of college. Around the age of 20, I reconnected with a friend who I knew from high school. Although we didn't talk much, we realized that at that point of our lives, we had so much in common, and we had a love for Jesus. We would talk for hours and meet up for coffee. And at one point, he shared how he had a problem with certain drugs. And at that time, I brushed it aside, thinking we all did drugs and alcohol in high school, so I didn't really think much of it. Over a few months, our relationship and love for one another grew into something special. However, I could no longer hide the fact that he was no longer sober. I realized that addiction was something much more, and this pain was resulting in hospitalizations, incarcerations, robberies, and more. But at this time, I was committed and I wanted to spend the rest of my life with him. I couldn't leave knowing this was the person that I love and knew. As addiction took its toll, my life consisted of making sure that he was okay. And while we were doing this and in and out of rehab, we were trying to make it work. We began to attend church together, and at this point, he was sober for quite some time. We were nitpicking what we wanted to believe, and we're still having sex outside of marriage. And at this point, my mom was sometimes upset with me because she didn't like him and I would come home late for church, so I felt that she was threatening me and threatening my relationship. So I left. Even though I feared leaving, I felt comfortable being with him. After living together for several months, I found out I was pregnant. In total shock, I never imagined I would bring a child into the circumstances we were experiencing. I will never forget the pure joy on his face when I told him the news. I immediately rejected him and began my attempts to control the situation. I fell into a deep depression, unable to stop crying for days. I stayed up many nights trying to figure out where he was and when he would be coming back. I sought advice in the wrong places, the wrong friends. I looked online for a way out, and convinced by others, they told me my mother would not accept me because of this, so I decided that abortion was the best option. I went to Planned Parenthood seeking a solution and financial help. My abortion cost no more than $300. I was rejected by Planned Parenthood twice because my blood pressure was extremely high and had to be retaken. By the time I went in for my abortion procedure, I was 7 weeks pregnant. The nurse reassured me that it was safe and I would be okay. Little did I know that I would almost lose my life a few weeks later. I took the first pill in the doctor's office. I then took the second pill at home, accompanied with pain medication and antibiotics. As the medication took effect, there are no words to describe the pain other than it feeling like the life was being taken out of me. During this time of pain, as my boyfriend was holding me and I was in and out of consciousness, I could not have imagined the emotional pain that later on this would have caused us. The doctor earlier had explained that I would bleed for a couple of weeks, but it would ease up in the following weeks. 2 to 3 weeks passed by, and I stopped bleeding. All of a sudden, while I was in the kitchen, I felt heavy streams of blood roll down my legs. I filled up 3 sanitary napkins in 20 minutes. I called my assigned nurse from Planned Parenthood, and she told me I was fine. As I continued, I called again, and no one answered. As I kept bleeding, I called my boyfriend's mom to ask her to please take me to the hospital. I could barely walk to the car because of the amount of blood I was losing. By the time I arrived to the ER, the car seat was a bloody puddle. As I stood up, the blood streamed down to my shoes. I was placed in a wheelchair, leaving drops of blood on the floor as I rolled along. At that point, I began feeling extreme cramping, a pain that I could not bear. With blood clots the size of my hands, I would need surgery to remove what was left of the pregnancy, according to the doctors. Their first choice, however, was to allow my body to release what it could. I lost so much blood. With a blood count so low, my kidneys were being monitored. I would need blood transfusions. The doctors later explained to me that my body rejected the pill in order to hold on to the pregnancy. I stayed in the hospital for a few more days until my hemoglobin level reached an acceptable number for my release. I could barely walk from the pain and weakness. I continued on bed rest for 3 months while I visited the doctor at the hospital for weekly checkups. That summer, I turned 23 in denial of what I had gone through emotionally, physically, and spiritually. Satan had deceived, destroyed, and killed many parts of me. I began to realize the gravity of what I had done. The guilt and the shame consumed me, and the suicidal thoughts came creeping in. By the power of the Holy Spirit, I knew God was still there, even when I did not understand why He would be. I prayed for help, for someone who would understand me. By the grace of God, I met a woman like Tony, and she spoke truth to me. She reminded me that what I went through was traumatic and not okay. I am now 26 years old and have experienced healing from my abortion only through Jesus Christ. As I continue my journey to heal from the pain and loss, He has shown me peace I can experience through His love. The choice of abortion took my daughter's life, and it almost took mine, leaving wounds in many of my relationships. I share my story with you, hoping that you find a perspective on your healing journey, and that you reconsider any thoughts you may have of aborting your baby. Thank you.